CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 13th of October. The main news headlines: the RSGB 2024 convention is taking place this weekend. Two new volunteer youth champions have been appointed by the RSGB. Celebrations are underway to mark the first trans-global two-way radio communication. The RSGB convention has been in full swing this weekend. If you haven't been able to attend, the RSGB has provided a packed live stream each day, and those live streams are available for anyone to view, full of presentations, interviews and videos to inspire you. This is another way to enjoy your convention in your way. Either go direct to RSGB YouTube channel or head over to rsgb.org/livestream to see the programme of presentations and the links to the live streams. The RSGB is delighted to announce the appointment of two new volunteer youth champion roles. Chris Aitken, MM0WIC, will be RSGB's school youth champion, and Rhys Williams, M0WGY/AJ6XD, will be the university youth championship. Chris is a computing science teacher at Wick High School in Caithness. Since 2023, Chris has been running the Wick High School Radio Club, GM0WHS, providing students with a wide range of experiences in amateur radio. He has four students within the club and assisting the latest cohort in their study. He's also a member of the RSGB outreach team. You can contact Chris via youthchampionship.school@rsgb.org.uk. Rhys represented the RSGB at the Youngsters on the Air camp in Prague this year. He sent back daily reports on his activities, which you can still see on the website under the Summer Camps tab at rsgb.org/YOTA. He is starting a PhD in aerospace engineering at the University of Oxford and is keen to help the RSGB support the growth of amateur radio in universities across the UK. You can contact Rhys via youthchampionship.uni@rsgb.org.uk. Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, is the board liaison for youth activities. He said that he welcomes Chris and Rhys to their new youth volunteer roles and looks forward to working closely with them in the future to attract and grow RSGB youth membership. He explained that the three of them have already had some positive conversations and shared some good ideas, which they'll be putting into place over the coming months. This week marks the centenary of the world's very first trans-global two-way radio communication. On the 18th of October 1924, Frank Bell, 4AA, from New Zealand, and Cecil Goyder, 2SZ, from North London, changed the way in which we communicate forever by making contact on the amateur radio bands. To commemorate this historical contact, special call signs will be active and awards and QSL cards will be available for those who make contact with these special stations. GB2NZ and ZM100DX have already been active since the start of the month. Starting tomorrow until the 20th of October, calls reflecting Goyder's call sign G2SZ and Bell's ZL4AA will be active. These will include activity here in the UK from Mill Hill School in North London, which is the original location from which Goyder made his contact. On Friday the 18th of October, radio amateurs will be recreating and reenacting the first contact between Goyder and Bell. It's hoped that the QSO will be made on a wavelength close to that that they used in 1924. To find out more about this unique celebration, go to gb2nz.com. YOTA Month is just around the corner and RSGB is looking for volunteers to host the YOTA call sign throughout the month of December. As in previous years, schools, clubs, guide and scout groups and also individuals are invited to host young amateur radios whilst they operate with the call sign. Each day during the month has been split into a number of operating slots that you can book. In recent years, this system has allowed many more youngsters to get on the radio throughout the month. You can see the operating calendar by visiting qrz.com and searching for GB24YOTA, GB24YOTA. Operators should be below the age of 26. Those that do not hold a full amateur radio license should be supervised by an appropriate full licensee whilst operating. The RSGB is pleased that previous activators have already reached out to book their operating slots, but there's still many more up for grabs. To book an operating slot or for more information about YOTA Month, please email Jamie, M0SDV, at yota.month@rsgb.org.uk. During last month's Hamfest in Newark, the ICQ podcast team spoke with RSGB President John McCulloch, GI4BWM, RSGB Board Chairman Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, and RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB. Listen to episode 440 of the podcast series to hear them discuss some of the many events the Society is currently involved with. This includes the recent amateur radio on the International Space Station contact, which Girl Guiding and HRH the Duchess of Edinburgh took part in, as well as the RSGB convention. The second part of the interview, which features the chairman of the RSGB's Propagation Studies Committee, Steve Nichols, G0KYA, will be aired during upcoming episode 441. Visit icqpodcast.com to listen to episode 440 now. The RSGB has been delighted with the number of responses that it received in response to its call for Jamboree on the Air participation, which is taking place between the 18th and 20th of October. The Society has compiled a list of scouting groups that are involved with the annual event and have shared it on its website. The list is available by going to rsgb.org/JOTA, that's J-O-T-A, and choosing the JOTA stations on the air link on the right-hand side of the page. If you're planning to get involved with JOTA and would like to be added to the list, please get in touch via comms@rsgb.org.uk with a summary of your station name, call sign, and any other relevant information. The RSGB would love to see your photo of scouts getting involved with JOTA, so tag at the RSGB and also use hashtag JOTAJOTI to be involved in the conversation on social media. If you're not involved with the JOTA station, do listen out for them on the air and encourage the young operators. Now for details of rallies and events. The Dartmoor Autumn Radio Rally is taking place today the 13th. The venue is Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Meavey Lane, Yelverton in Devon. The usual bring and buy area, trade stands, refreshment and free parking are available. The doors are open from 10 a.m. and admission costs £2.50. For more information, visit Dartmoor Radio Club, all one word, .uk, or email 2e0rph@gmail.com. Hornsey Amateur Radio Club Rally is taking place today the 13th at Driffield Showground in East Yorkshire. Doors are open from 10 a.m. More details, visit hornseyarc.com or contact Les 2e0lbj on 01377 252 293. The Mexborough and District Amateur Radio Society Rally takes place on Saturday the 19th of October at The Place, Castle Street, Conisborough, Doncaster. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, but traders can gain entry from 8 a.m. Light refreshments will be available and the rally will feature a bring and buy sale. Cost of booking table is £5. To book, please email madarsrally@gmail.com. Date has been confirmed for the 12th Scottish Microwave Roundtable, GMRT. It'll be going ahead on Saturday the 9th of November 2024 at the Museum of Communication, Burnt Island in Fife. Lunch will be provided and an optional dinner will be held in the evening at a local hotel. Programme is now confirmed and at the moment 35 people have booked to attend. There are 15 places left to book, so please So please book as soon as possible. Booking is available via the GMRT website at gmroundtable.org.uk or by email to Colin, gm4hwo@gmail.com. Now for special event news, celebrating the 100th anniversary of the formation of Radio Beograd in, that's Beograd I think, in 1924, members of the Belgrade Amateur Radio Club, YU1ANO in Serbia, are active as YT100RB and YU1924RB until the 30th of November. Details of a certificate that's available for contacting these stations, cyu1ano.org. Special call sign HB50VC is active until the 31st of December, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Swiss Air Amateur Radio Club, HB9VC. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. QSL cards will not be provided. You can download a certificate for working the special event station from tinyurl.com/HB50VC-24. DX News, PX0FF, the expedition team is active from Fernando de Noronha, SA003, until the 21st of October. The team is working on the 160 to 60 metre bands, including the 60 metre band, using CWSSB and FT8, QSL via DJ4MX, Club Log OQRS, and Logbook of the World. The team of amateurs will be active as C91BV from Mozambique from the 17th to the 24th of October. Operators will be working on the HF bands using CW, SSB, RITI and FT8, QSL via EB7DX. More info about the D Expedition, cqrz.com. Contest news, Tuesday the 15th, RSGB 1.3 gigs UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC. All modes on the 23 SEMS band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 16th, RSGB Autumn Series Data Contest runs 1900 to 2030 UTC, RITI and PSK63 on the 80 metre band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Thursday the 17th, RSGB 70 MEGS UK Activity Contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 4 metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Worked All Germany contest starts at 1500 UTC Saturday the 19th, ends 1500 UTC on Sunday the 20th, using CW and SSB on the 8 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Sunday the 20th, RSGB 50 MEGS Affiliated Societies contest runs 0900 to 1300 UTC, all modes on the 6 metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. What a difference it makes when it comes to HF propagation, they say. This last week has been characterised by solar flares, coronal mass ejections, CMEs for short, and an elevated KP index. Put together, this has resulted in dire conditions on HF reminiscent of solar minima. A visible aurora was seen from the UK once again after the KP index hit 7.33 on the 8th of October. Numerous CMEs have hit the Earth and the solar proton flux has risen, resulting in a moderate S2 radiation storm as particles blasted away from the flare site. This means poor transpolar paths until the solar wind abates and the storm settles. Maximum usable frequency has been badly affected and struggled to get much past 14 megs over a 3,000-kilometre path on the 8th of October. Geomagnetic storms were also forecast for Thursday the 10th and Friday the 11th. What a shame. That's a shame, rather, as before the CMEs hit, HF had been humming, with a lot of DX on the 28 megs band and many 5-watt beacons romping in from the USA. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may drop back to the 170s, but it's anyone's guess as to how magnetic conditions will pan out. We've had three X-class solar flares over the past week, and on Wednesday the 9th, the probability of another X-class solar flare was estimated at 30% and an M-class at 75%. So it may be a case of battening down the hatches on HF until the storm conditions pass. This is not uncommon at this point of the solar cycle, and unsettled conditions are likely to continue as we move down, we move along the downward portion towards the solar minimum. Now for VHF and up, the current spell of unsettled weather is probably going to flip into high pressure mode a couple of times during the coming week. The first of these will be today the 13th and through the first half of next week. However, by Wednesday, the next change back to low pressure should be with us, closely followed by another attempt to build high pressure later in the week. This offers something for everyone, with prospects of rain scatter on the gigahertz band and the possibility of tropo. The prospects for meteor scatter are good, with October offering a number of useful meteor showers, while 50 and 70 megs are the best modes to look at. 144.360 megs in MSK 144 digi mode, or if it's a shower peak, 144.200 megahertz, the SSB meteor scatter calling channel to see what's around. The solar conditions continue to behave like a solar maximum, and with several recent powerful flares and CMEs to stir things up, we should continue to check the bands for signs of aurora. The recent RSGBCW 80-meter Autumn Series contest for Monday the 7th of October was about as auroral as it gets, with strong flutter on signals and a challenging hour and a half for participants, so not just an effect for VHF. The RSGB 1.3 gigs UK activity contest coming up next week on Tuesday the 15th may be on the changeover from high pressure to low. Tropo might be limited to eastern areas for paths across the North Sea to northern Europe. For EME operators, moon declination is still negative, but rising to positive by Tuesday night. Path losses are falling towards minimum at perigee on Thursday the 17th. So we have increasing peak moon elevations and longer moon windows, with the lowest loss for the coming week. 144 meg sky noise is low for the rest of the week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.